welcome her.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, amen. Am I on? I'm on. Okay. I've got to get readjusted to this earpiece. We went back to mics at my church because I got tangled up in the cords when I got too rowdy. So we went back to mics. So I got to get used, and if I get too rowdy, I'll take it off and give it to somebody, and we'll keep moving on. Amen. Glory to God. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Isn't God good? Isn't God good? He is so good. I just want to share with you a little bit about all that I am just so amazed to see what God is doing, and I expect Him to do mighty things in our midst today. And our praise and worship team and I have had some doors opened, one of which is here, that we've just been entering as God has opened the doors. God gave a prophetic word and has confirmed it even with other people seeing the same vision over our great state of the state of West Virginia. God gave me this vision before I became the West Virginia National Day of Prayer State Coordinator, and I didn't know how it would happen and how it would come about. And basically, He showed me the state on the map as West Virginia. He spoke to me that we were going to be an example to the nation, that He was going to pour out His fire and His revival in our state, that the last shall be first and that we shall be the example, and that it would start with pockets of flames in different individual areas across the state that would eventually connect and erupt into a huge eruption of a flame of His glory. And from that, we would be an example. And I am a little geographically impaired, and so I didn't realize it at the time. And the Lord likes to shock me and surprise me, because I think it's important that we stay very childlike in our faith. And so anytime God moves, it just invigorates me. And I'm driving down the road, and after He's given me the vision and He spoke to me that this is going to happen in your state, and I thought, could it be, God, that in West Virginia that we will actually be used for something, because we've always been last? He said, oh, but the last shall be first. Absolutely, absolutely. And so as I'm driving, he showed me that West Virginia actually snugs and hugs D.C., and that is the hub of our nation. And so that as we catch a fire, it'll catch a fire. And at that time, again, I wasn't in National Day of Prayer. And so after that, I thought, how could this be? And especially if you're going to help use me to do this, how's this going to be? And how's this going to come about? And I like to ask God lots of questions. And He sometimes answers and sometimes makes you wait. And so at that point, I became a helper to the state coordinators, a pastor and his wife that were Methodists and very, very humble, loving, caring, that I got to serve. And I just loved serving someone else's ministry, and that's what I would have rather done and stayed in the position to do. But they got called out, and then, of course, God told me, I'm calling you up, and when they ask, you need to say yes. And so that's how I got into this position. And then, of course, it gave me connections across the state. And from that and through that, I've only seen the initial beginnings, but we are at the beginning of a great move of God in this state. And I am just blessed to be with you, because you are here today because you are part of it. And God is going to use you. And God is going to use each of us to bring it to pass. And so there is no accidents in God, and there is no, He uses the least qualified and the least likely and the least that other people and man might choose. Amen? And so He is calling forth. And what He told me and what He commissioned over my life and why I'm here with you today is He has commissioned me to raise up an army. An army of God in this state that will take a hold of the grips of the enemy, that has taken a hold of the grips of our state and our nation. And there is terrorists loose in this nation. Amen? God is raising up an army of spiritual terrorists that are going to go into the atmosphere of the spiritual realm and tear down the works of the darkness that is holding cities and nations captive in the grips of darkness. Amen? And so that is why we are here today, is to get our marching orders, to get our commissioning, to get our mantle, and to receive what God has orchestrated over our lives to be used in the plan of God for His kingdom to be established on earth right up in here in Kaiser as it is in heaven. And we are going to use the power God's entrusted into us and placed in our spirit to take our nation for the glory of God. And our nation is where we're planted, where we're positioned, our family, our church, our city, and every area of influence that we have. Amen? God has been pouring out His Spirit in a mighty way. We just last weekend was in Charleston, and we're going to be in Charleston for the National Day of Prayer, and there's going to be prayer going up on the day of National Day of Prayer. And see, a National Day of Prayer is key because it's a day that the government of our nation honors and recognizes that this is a day of prayer. And it is a day of prayer to the Jehovah Jireh God. the God that's alive and well and living, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so for our government to recognize that and to honor that is huge. Because the word says our government rests upon whose shoulders? And we on that day remind the heavens and we remind man and we take our position because we are the body, the shoulder that uplifts the name of the Lord. Amen? So that's why we must operate, we must participate, we must be a part, and we must engage. And now is the hour to engage like never before. It's not the time to sit. It's not the time to sit back. It's not the time to get lax. It's not the time to say, great, we've got leadership that will at least project us in the right direction. Now is the time to pray like never before that God's plans will operate, unfold, and manifest and not get stifled and come to what? The fullness of the completion. The fullness of the completion of God's plan for the United States of America. We've got 4 years of grace and mercy that God has given us. And how we handle those 4 years determines the next. What we do first, do you know, in the Bible there's so many ifs. If you do this, I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. The thing we do first determines what God will do next. What we do as the body of Christ determines what God's going to do next. He's watching us, saying, what will they do? What will they do? What will they do that with what I've given them and entrusted to them? What will they do? So I've come today to just announce to you, welcome to God's army. Welcome to God's West Virginia army and the body of Christ and the heavenly army, that we are spiritual terrorists and destroyers to the works of the enemy. Amen? Not because of who we are, but because of who he is and who lives in us, and because we've been given what? Authority. Authority. And we've not taken it till recently. But now that we step into that position and say, here am I, God, use me. Then everything we pray and say according and led by the Holy Spirit gets established in the earth as it is in the heavenlies. Amen. We've been silent long enough. We've been sitting back too long. We've been silent and immobilized and asleep. But there's an awakening coming. Woo! There's an awakening coming. And although we're small today, let me tell you, across this state, you belong to a mighty army that we couldn't fit you all in this room, because we connect in the spirit, not by body. We connect through Christ, not our own self. So we look small today, but oh, we're mighty, mighty in the pulling down of strongholds, in the pulling down of strongholds, that we're going to take back what not the devil stole, not what the devil stole. What we let him have. We're going back to the enemy and taking back what he took that don't belong to him. Be it your children, your grandchildren, your marriage, your family, your school, your workplace, all seven areas of our culture that the National Day of Prayer prays for and about is to be owned by the kingdom of God on earth. Especially in this nation, we were founded on the biblical truths of God. And it's time that we, through prayer first and Holy Spirit-led only action, take it back. Amen? No more church as usual. No more personal agendas. No more personal ideas and plans. No more try this, try that, try the other. No. Seeking the Holy Spirit, the chief commander of this army, and saying, pour out your orders, O God. Here am I. I'll march them out. I'll walk them out. I'll live them out. I'll do it. I'll pay the price. Here am I. Amen? Amen? We're called for such a time as this. This is a turnaround and a turning point and a turning for God. It's a time for global awareness. A global awareness that we live differently, that we are more aware than we've ever been. How we walk to our car, where we go, how we go. That we're always spiritually in tune and aware and seeking the voice of the Lord. It's a time of preparation. A time of separation from the things and the ways of the world unto a separating with God for consecration and preparation. And then we get our marching orders. See, right now is a time of prayer like never before. Seeking God, seeking his face, seeking his will, seeking his voice, seeking his word. And then later, he speaks and gives direction and order.
Right now is preparation time. You're getting your uniform today. You're getting your weapons today. You're getting your mantle today. You're getting your marching orders. You're getting signed up. You're getting plugged in. And then God's going to use a mighty force by His Holy Spirit that when He pours it out from the heavenlies and it hits this army, it will take the land all at once by His power and His glory through His people called for such a time as this. God always has had a remnant of people that He could use when things looked their worst and it didn't look like it could happen and it didn't look like it would occur and be taking place. God's always had a remnant of people. And we are it. We are it! Every battle you've faced, everything the enemy has thrown at you is because He knows who you are. He knows the call on your life. He knew you in your mother's womb when you come out. He'd like to take you out before you figured out who you were and made it to this day. This is a preordained divine moment, an appointment of God. And I don't ask God for a lot of things, just open doors that you know you want me to go in to use me for my piece of the puzzle, my piece of the equation. Amen? Amen. We have to get into prayer not as usual. See, no more cake meetings. I say this a lot to people. No more prayer meeting, but we eat cake and that's all we do. No more surface prayer. No more just flinging things everywhere and hoping that it's hitting something. Focused, strategized, targeted prayer for results. Amen? Strategy, prayer strategy. It's time for us to take our assignment. It's time for us to be aware. It's time for us to be awakening and in tune and take our orders straight from the Lord. This is our situation. We are in a global issue. And all eyes are on the United States of America. Why? Because we were founded by the kingdom of God and the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And we and how we go determines how this thing's going to shift. And our partnership with Israel determines what's going to happen to us. Amen? So Christians got to partner with the Jews and Israel in heart, in love. Gentile and Jew will become one. And now is the hour for that to happen. And then God's power will be poured out on all. And one of the things that God has been showing me as He's been ministering to me about this army is we cannot be in an army militant and successful if we're bound. God's had me ministering on our bondages, on our own bondages, and on our own junk, and on our own stuff that we've kept hidden and didn't feel safe enough in the house of God to say, my God, I am struggling with whatever. He has had me ministering on addictions and toxic things and things that's got people bound and things that fear and doubt and issues and stuff and junk that none of us want to talk about. We've got to get free. Shackles and chains broken. Things destroyed and removed from us that we can freely move and freely be empowered. By freedom comes power. And the fullness of what God made available is freedom. And we've got to get free in order to set the captives free. We can't set captives free if we're captive ourselves. If we've got bondages and things the enemy's got us entangled in. We got to get rid of it and be delivered in order that we can be free and march. It won't be, yeah, but what a minute, what about? Yeah, but yeah, I'll follow you, Jesus, but let me bury my dead. I'll follow you, Jesus, but I got all this wealth and these things. God said, let the dead, paraphrase, bury the dead. Sell everything you own and follow me. We got to sell out. We got to understand that God's our provider, that we can trust Him, that He's going to provide for us, that He's not going to let us go hungry, that He's not going to let us go. I've never seen the children of God begging for bread. Amen? Amen. Amen? He is the provider of all providers, and we won't never know that till we're tested and have to actually walk out what we sing and talk. Every battle we're facing is soldier preparation. So just praise Him every battle we face that You're making Your character more like You, Lord Jesus, and making me be able to trust in You like never before. Personal deliverance and then transformation and then prayer and power and results. Prayer and power and results. Anything we have in us that's not of God stifles the flow and the movement of the Holy Spirit. Gets things blocked and dammed up and clogged up, and I can go this far, but I can't go any further, and I can trust You this much, but I can't go any further, and I'll go this, and I'll go that. No, let it go. Let it go. We can't get nobody saved. We can't make anybody do anything. We can't do all these things we're trying to do. Let it go and get out of his way. And let him change you and watch what he'll do through you. Amen? It's freedom. This is a freedom call that God has us echoing across the state. Us West Virginians know nothing better than bondage. We are comfortable in it. You try to take it and, oh, wait a minute. It's nothing we've ever known to be free. I can say this, I'm with other kinfolk. We only know bondage, and it's comfortable because it's familiar, and we don't want to walk by faith and get out of the boat and walk on the water. I'd rather keep my junk, because at least I know my junk. And God is saying, he's sounding the alarm and he's blowing the trumpet, and he's saying, let it all go, get out of the boat and follow me, walk on the water, journey with me, so that you can see the supernatural and not just the natural. So the church can be what I created it to be. I intended it to be. That my spirit can move through you as a vessel. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Blow our mind, occurrences and things. That's what God desires. And he's sounding the alarm. And he's calling forth the army because it's preparation time. God is gathering his people unto himself and unto each other, that we can be brought as one body in unity as they were in the upper room. And we may not geographically be in the same room, but we are in the same spirit. And then, when we're all in tune with the same God, he says the same thing to everybody that he's saying over here, he's saying over there, he's saying over here. So when we get prepared and positioned and ready, and God sounds, I wish I had my shofar, sound is the alarm, and his glory falls on his army. Across this state, you'll be in Kaiser. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know where everybody else will be. But when he sounds the alarm and his Holy Spirit blows through his army, a blaze of revival will break out. And through his people, people's lives will be set free and changed because we did the preparation work and got in his presence. Amen? That's how it's going to happen. It's going to be by his spirit and his glory falling on his people. We've got to cast down old thoughts, old ways, old mindsets, and old things. Old ways of doing church, old ways of looking. Old ways of everything. If God tells you something radically crazy like he told me, sell every piece of clothing in your wardrobe. In the churchyard sale. And I don't know where the clothing after that's coming. Now that may seem simple to you. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's like you. You got to do whatever. God will challenge our thinking with stupid or silly things, just to see how radical we'll be. You want to know something? I did it. And the stuff come in from the north, south, east, and west. I've not had to provide for myself, but I had to trust him. I come from poverty. I come from the same as everybody else in West Virginia. And I said when he called me, and you may be saying as he's calling you today, who, me? You got the wrong one, Lord. Do you realize who I am? Where I came from? What are you thinking? God said, it's not about you. It's what I'm going to do in you. And I'm going to change your name. It isn't about our last name. It isn't about what we were born through. It isn't the town we were born in. We belong to a kingdom. And we are royalty clothed in royalty robes. And God is our provider. And it's going to be the one that anoints us and gets it through us, to us, around us, and do it for us. Now, the question is, what are we going to do with what God gave us? What have we done with what he gave us? But he's given us a second chance. Aren't you glad God's a God of second chances? I'm telling you, he's raising up those that were in the church that think they're retiring. Sorry, you get to hang out with us. And you get to be rowdy and do what you were bound and couldn't do and sit down and you'll have stuff come out of you didn't even know you had in you. And we're going going to stand on your shoulder, and this anointing is going to be greater than the anointing you saw, and we're going to see greater things than even the first church saw. We're going to see greater works than the first church saw. We're going to see radical, amazing things come forth that man ain't never yet seen. How you like that? We all can talk like that in West Virginia. What we ain't ever yet seen. Amazing things. What are we going to do with it? We are where we are because we've accepted what we've accepted. And we've allowed what we've allowed, and religion has told us what? Stay in your place. Be prim and proper. You know, look the part, act the part, do the part. And if anything goes wrong, blame the devil. Can you say defeated? Because all that does is tell the devil how powerful he is, how great he is. Look what he's doing, and God's losing, and we're defeated, and we didn't get anything God said we got. And it just kept promoting the devil. Instead of saying, no, no, I am where I am because I'm missing something. God don't ever screw up. He did everything he needed to do, everything he could have possibly done, and everything there was ever going to be done. I'm missing something somewhere. I'm the problem. But we don't want to say that, right? We want to tell people, don't blame yourself. Self-accountability. It's time to take a look in the mirror and say, okay, boys and girls, time to get real, real fast and get real honest with ourselves that we can be free and receive all that God has for us. And the devil didn't do any of it because he's defeated. Under our feet and destroyed. He didn't do any of it. We fight not with natural weapons. We fight with the armor of God that is the heavenly armor. This is God's armor we put on. Not man's, this is God's armor. And it'll overcome anything the devil throws at us. If we just learn to fight, show up and fight. Hallelujah. Show up and fight. And you don't need a lot of yous. I have had smaller meetings than this. People get wrapped up in numbers. God needs two to agree. Two. Done a lot of tearing up by two. Before I got to you. Two. And if he can't trust me with two, he'll never give me 20, and he'll never give me 200, and he'll never give me 2,000, and he'll never give me nations. If he can't trust us with two. Oh, isn't God good? Are you getting some truth? Are you getting some truth? We are seated in heavenly places. Just see yourself. We're here. This is why we're fruity and radical. We're in two places at the same time all the time. We're here, yet we're in the heavenlies at the right hand of the Father, sitting on the throne right up there next to Jesus. We're here, yet we're there. We got to remember that. As I walk to the car and I'm acting normal and I'm in Walmart, I think I'm the normal thing. You're not. You're up there. And he might want to say something to you down here to get something done for himself down here. We got to keep our mind in tune with the things of the heavenlies and the spiritual realm. And when we pray, we've got to remember we are praying from the heavenly position down here to watch this change. And all we got to do is participate and activate. And look what happened at this election just because we showed up and voted. Some people are afraid to talk about real things that we, the church, need to talk about, such as elections and such. Guess what? I'm not owned by man nor denomination. I'm a believer and a follower. And my boss is Jesus. And I will talk about the things that we are supposed to own and run and operate as the believers. We run this thing. We own this thing because of whose name we walk in and the authority we've been given and entrusted in us. And we will be silent no more. In the name of Jesus. It's time to operate. Matthew 10 is what we're seeing. God drew his 12 disciples unto himself. Right? He drew them unto him. And gave them what? Authority. Authority. Over the works of the enemy. Over all evilness. Over all operations of darkness. Every disease and every sickness. It is time, people of God, great, mighty people of God, that this world be seen as it is, and the world does not have the answers. West Virginia is bound.
This just came to me yesterday, that God started speaking this to me as he had me ministering on addictions and bondages. And I read the statistics in even our county. Highest drug use in our county. And deaths and suicides from drugs. And addictions and bondages. West Virginia's one of the highest states. You want to know something? We don't have enough treatment centers to get people there even. We've got 600 people on a waiting list wanting in and can't get in because there's nowhere to go. We have the answer. We have the answer. Because sometimes they go into the world rehabilitation centers. I've worked in them. I'm a nurse. One of the things I do is I'm a nurse. And you go in and you come out and it's a revolving door. Because they don't ever hit the spiritual problem. They don't ever hit the root. Never. Never. We have the answer. That's why God is saying to the church that will be judged first. It's time to get free from our junk. And out of that, what you overcome in your own personal life, you're given an anointing over the enemy and the works of the enemy in that area to go get captives that are in what you were in out of. That's your ministry. What we overcome in our own life is our ministry. What we overcome, the works of the enemy in our life, we have the power over, the anointing over. We've overcome the enemy. You have to overcome the enemy before you have the power in that area. You've got to overcome him. So we have the answer, and God is giving us a reminder in Matthew 10 that he's given us the authority. In other words, he's given us the badge, the stamp, the okay, the thing you have to wear that says you can do it. He's giving us the commission and telling us to go. I'm giving you the authority over devils and demons and sickness and illness and the things in this world that is destroying people's lives. I've given you the authority over. And it's time that we take that authority by prayer first. And whatever the Holy Spirit leads each of us to do in the natural, we can save a nation through prayer. Because we arrest the spirits that got the people bound. And when you arrest the spirits that are influencing and causing what we call compulsive behaviors and actions and things, when you bind the power of those spirits, the person is no longer under the influence and being pushed to do it through their own self-destruction. He wants to take as many souls and as many lives as fast as he can, and we're sitting back with the tools, but maybe not the revelation of them. Maybe not the, someone gave me release to do it. It's because for so long we were told, sit down, be still. You're not so-and-so. You're not qualified. You sit down, be still. And God is saying, you've been released and given your commission. And your assignment. Each of us will, it will look different. It will, the steps will be different. But it's the same assignment. Souls, souls, souls is the assignment. Whatever area God tells you to work and operate in. Souls, souls, souls. He's given us the authority, and he is giving us the commission and the release, and he is giving us a prayer assignment. The things that we see ravishing our cities and our nation, abortion, sexual immorality, homosexual, murdering, all the violence, all the poverty, all the things that are greed, hatred, strife, suicide, chaos, racism, all of this is driven by spirits because the enemy is active and he is about his business while we are not about ours. And there is seven pillars of our culture that's being held bound in every one of these spiritual aspects that I just showed you and told you that we have to take authority by the blood and the name of Jesus in a strategic prayer assignment to do a penetration, to do a tearing down, a removing of strongholds through fasting and prayer. If Jesus had to fast, who are we to think we had to let that go? We're too well fed in America with lots. Not just food. Lots. You know, the average American watches 6 hours of television a day. That's about 15 years off your average life lost through the screen.
I can't imagine how much we lose right here. And we're sitting with our minds idle and held captive and numb and just sifting through this lifetime, unfocused to do what God's called us to do. It is time that we realize the devil is not in control of the circumstances of our life. We are. We have to take that control. We have it. It's prayers that we need to be sending up that will penetrate spiritual darkness. All spiritual satanic forces will be penetrated and destroyed. That we will be confrontational to the enemy. Not the person and how they're acting and what we're seeing, but the person behind the person. I bind you, you lying devil. I bind you, you spirit of whatever. I bind you and rebuke you, and I release and I decree and declare. Anybody remember that? We forgot it, but it's in the Word. I'm showing up as God's royal priesthood. I want to let you know I'm Jesus' king or queen. I want you to know that I have authority over you. In the name of Jesus, loose my child. Loose my husband. Loose my church from religiosity. In the name of Jesus. Do you know when you show up and you know who you are? You got to know who you are. After you know who you are, when you know who you are, you just show up. And the devil trembles. Jesus showed up in front of the man with legion of demons. And he wasn't scared of his disciples. But he said, oh, please, just throw me in the pigs. Throw me, you know. He began to say where he's going to go. Just have mercy on me because it's over for me. I come to tell you that it's time to draw a line and tell the devil, you've gone this far, but you ain't going no farther. In the name of Jesus. You all are the spark that lit me in my generation. And you're going to be relit yourself. It's time, it's time, it's time. If you're in here and you're, I don't care what biological age you are. I'm not talking to a biological age because the kingdom don't care about that. Your spirit man is young. And your spirit man will tell your body, come on, you ain't might think you're 65, but you're going to be 25 now. And your spirit is life. It's life. Ever-flowing life. Like never runs out life. Like keeps pouring life. She's a witness. She does keep up with me. Ask her before she met me. We want to slide in to comfortable, easy, backseat, proper feet up. We're human. That's the flesh. Tell it to shut up. It will walk us right into early death and disease and stagnant and stifled in gluttony and greed. No, I don't want that. Shut up. Get behind me. I'm going to starve my flesh. And I'm going to pour into the spirit man that's life. And I can be 80 going like I'm 20. Because the spirit is willing. The spirit is able. It's the flesh that's weak. Guess who's supposed to be boss? The spirit. And the flesh will do what the spirit tells it. And like it. If it don't like it, we fast some more till it likes it. That's how we get it to abide and obey the spirit. Oh, it's some good revelation here. There'll be no power of the enemy to bring fulfillment of his plans in your life. Because why? If we step into this position and take the authority God's given us, we will have 100% victory 100% of the time over 100% of work to the enemy all the 100% time. God did not send his son and do a half job. He did not send his son for 50% victory. 25. 85. It's 100% victory that he give us. And yeah, there's seasons of prayer and fasting and battle, but then there's breakthrough. And there's overcoming. And there's defeating and there's breakthrough and blessings. Because God is able. He is willing. He is waiting. Will we do it? We're facing evil forces from a high place. We've been trying to fight down here, have we not? We've been trying to fight down here. We've been trying to talk about how bad our problems are. And oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Maybe not you. I'm just saying in general. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord said, what's this all about? I already did it. It's already done. I'm waiting on you. Go. 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 I guess I'm his goer gopher. I just come to say go. Go. Do it. Hear him. He'll use you. He'll wake you in the night of what to pray to change tomorrow. You will lose sleep, but guess what? The Spirit is able. You'll be more juvenile than if you slept 12 hours, if you get up and do what God tells you to do. Prayer isn't something we got to do. Prayer isn't something we got to muster up, especially if you got the Holy Spirit. He just does it through you. Prayer is enforcing the victory Christ already won. He already won it. We just enforce it by showing up, by speaking what the Holy Spirit says, speak. And when you speak, your words go into the atmosphere and change things and remove things. Now, the more we got praying, because, you know, two put 1,000, one put 1,000, two put 10,000, more and more and more, right? The more of us that's speaking, guess what? It comes down. The strong man, the stronghold, the darkness. It has to get real ugly a lot of times before we really, you know, wake up and get it. There is organized, we are a part of an army that is a spiritual army that has dimensions and levels with angelic beings and helpers in it and all that involved. So does the enemy. There is organized demonic forces that has been established over geographical areas. Kaiser's demons is different than my town's demons, is different than Cumberland's demons. You that have spiritual discernment, when you drive into a city, they'll meet you at the border. They know your name. They know you're coming, and you'll feel them. Resist. Try to make you fearful. Try to mess up your plans. Try to distract you. Because they don't want you in. Because if you come in, the light and the life comes in, and their plan's over. Because you've gone this far and no further, and you start backing the enemy up and destroying him level to level. So many times, though, we win like we've won in America. Right now, we think we've won. No. It's just begun. And we've got to get behind God's plan with prayer and push it all the way across to breakthrough. We're not there yet. We took some land. We took some territory. We've put our toe in the promised land, but we're not there yet. And once you get in the land, you got to take the land, and then you got to keep the land. We got our work cut out for us. Not us, but he through us. Furthermore, we need to ask God to use us. After he does what he needs to do in us, after he prepares us, we need to be raising other people up, showing them the way, discipling, praying for souls. They're your prayer assignment before they're your disciple assignment. Raising them up, equipping them, assisting them, helping them, ministering to them, helping them get where they need to be and go. And then we need to make our objective and our prayer strategy objectives to be strategized and to be focused. No surface, no more minimal, binding the things that need bound, loosing the things that need loose, getting to the source and not the symptom. Amen? Getting deep, deep, deep. Because upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Again, we will be built. And when we're built the way we're to be built, and our foundation is the way it's to be foundated, then, I'd say, if we were honest, the gates of hell have been prevailing against the body of Christ. And you know, the righteous have always suffered violence. But the violent take it by force. Prayer is not to be patty cake. Prayer is not to be lackadaisical and easy. Prayer is to take authority over the works of the enemy and defeat him in our lives and in our circumstances. Amen? Yeah. Are you excited to get your marching orders today? Are you ready to not give up? Are you ready to be invigorated and for God to take you into his battle with armed of angels? You know, we're getting ready to go into Resurrection Sunday. This is the powerhouse season. And if we do Exodus 23, he releases angels on our life to help us, take us by the hand, to guide, lead, and direct us. It's Passover. It's time to pass over this crap. Excuse me. And junk. I'm a nurse. Excuse me. I'll use spiritual constipation maybe too, because that's what happens. We become swamp water because we got all this stuff and we ain't done a thing with it. And we're spiritually obese and we're constipated. We're miserable. We bite. We don't like our walk. We want to know when God's going to do something. And we got to let it flow. This thing is a river of life. It's a river of life. It's a river of life. It's not to be held and to be, you know, kept. Your battle's not against your sickness. Your battle's not against your disease. Your battle's not against your family or whoever. It's not even with our financial condition. And can I break a religious lie? We are to be wealthy people in the kingdom of God. Creative ideas, new ways of wealth, new ideas, doing the services that need to be done. And yes, it's okay to get paid for it. We are to be sowers into the kingdom with what we've been entrusted with. As little as it is, my sowing tithe used to be $2.13. And you tithe what you got. And as you do, and God can entrust you with little, he will trust you with much. That's biblical. And as you give him what you got, he'll give you more. And as you know, he knows he can trust you with that. He's going to give you more. And he's got to build your character, because he can't give you a bunch all at once. You'll destroy yourself with it because you're greedy. He ain't going to give you a bunch to kill yourself and destroy yourself. He's going to give you what your character can handle without it destroying your walk and your salvation. So we got to grow in Christ if we want more money. That's some more. That's some more. If we grow in him, we get some more of everything. We got to target our prayers to the enemy and all his tactics and all his ways. We got to bind what needs to be bound and destroy what needs to be destroyed and loose what needs to be loosed from the heavenlies into our lives so that we can destroy the works of the enemy and release. See, we're kingdom releasers. Release his kingdom into our situations as we take authority and power. He's given us the kings of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We're in agreement. Again, we're in two places at one time. Remember. So what does that mean? Watch your words. Don't sow stuff in your life you don't want to see. You're a king and you're a priest, and it don't get turned on and off. This thing is full time. So when you speak good in church and bad at home, you done uprooted your blessing, you done did a church. You got to unfruit those bad seeds. I don't want to see that in my garden. I don't want to see that in my life. Oh, Lord, I'll uproot that seed. I'm doing that a lot. I'll say something, say, oh, I didn't mean that. I'll uproot that seed and give it no permission to plant and no permission to come to pass in my life. And I do not receive that harvest. I cancel in Jesus' name. Right when I say it. The more you do that, the better you get, the more you're groomed your words are, and the less you got to do it. Until then, people look at you like, huh? And then you have people like your mother will say, I bind that, I rebuke that, and she starts talking like you. That's good to have that kind of people around you. Otherwise, they're the negative, toxic ones that you can't shut up until you got to train them to talk right. Right? That's the way we got to do it. We got to train as we're trained. Oh, God is on the move. I just come to tell you, God is on the move. I have so much God's pouring into me, and so much I could teach you about prayer, and so much I could say, and so much I could implement, because he just keeps pouring in me every day, every day. You know, we were at an Aglow conference. I didn't used to know what that was, and then I was asked to come to it. I got accused of being in it back whenever they saw me, radical. But I didn't know what it was, and then the Lord opened the door to that, and he is literally across the state, different prayer pockets and people, crying out for his name and his spirit and his glory, and he is doing it across the entire state. I encourage you, you're on the right path, on the right plan of God by being here today. God is speaking. You have heard and shown up. He will honor your obedience. He will honor you being here today and you doing what he's asked you to do. I just want to open the floor. I just think this is impartation time. Do we have a CD or something we can play that you played earlier that was really good and moving? And I have a question to you, each of you. And you don't have to come up. This is just a time for you to get right and get it set in your mindset. Because it's real easy when the pastor or I or somebody is here to say yes and to get excited and to get invigorated and to get encouraged and to be moved. It's when you go out there by yourself that everything around you is going to do everything it can to steal it from you. It's a mindset, and that is where strongholds are. You can start playing that at any time, and I can operate right along with it. There is strongholds in our mindsets, strongholds in our thinking that hold us back, that hinder, that block out the Lord, that block out the will of God, that tell us you can't do that. Maybe we've been prophesied over our life. Maybe someone spoke over your life and said, this is what you're going to become, and it's never happened. Maybe you're believing God for things that's never yet happened. We have to lay down our burdens, our mindsets, and our strongholds in order that the Lord can fully infiltrate us, impart into us, and use us to change and influence our own personal walk, that we don't get weary and fizzle out, that we don't lose interest, that we don't stray away in these last days, as it says will happen. You can turn that up. Thank you. That we don't get discouraged when we go seasons. Oh, I know what it's like to go seasons without any answer to prayer and thinking, God, is it ever going to happen? Is it ever going to take place? I just want to share with you. You already know this, many of you. This is 2017. And I've come to tell you it's a new day and a new season in God. It ain't nothing like you had before. It ain't nothing like you saw yesterday. It ain't nothing like you saw last year. It's a new day and a new season. And it's going to require spiritual hunger. Two things, real simple, if you're willing to die to self. Spiritual hunger and expectation to see it happen. If you're the only one all up in here in this building by yourself, you ain't by yourself. You come meet the Lord. You meet him daily. You spend time with him. You draw near to him. You give your all to him. And watch what he's going to do in this year. God has proclaimed prophecy. See why I can't wear one of these things? God has proclaimed prophecy that's already even happened that I'm going to share with you. It's time to get real, acknowledge who we are. It's time to draw a line in our life on the enemy and on ourselves and say, I'm not riding the fence anymore, because I can hear to tell you the fence broke. It's gone. We are choosing sides. Even if we don't choose, we chose a side. The line's been drawn. There is no fence. It's a forward year or not. It's a forward year or left behind. It's a moving with God or not. It's a decision time. It's obedience and humility time. It's faith or not. It's truly his or not. What we put in front of us, what we believe, and what we speak will come to pass in our life. We choose, not the devil, not the Lord. We choose today. We are a product, as I said before, of our decisions. We just ended 16. We came into 16 with a bang. We got to keep a hold of what God's given us. We can't revert back to old patterns and old ways. We have to lay them down and then seek him for the new things. Don't try anything. Don't create anything. Don't make anything. What he's removing from your life, people, places, things, and objects, let them go. If God's removing them, let them go. We cannot hold on to anything from yesterday and have room for the new. Old wineskins cannot hold new wine. We have to let go and make room and prepare the way, because the Lord is coming with new things that will blow our minds. We got to let go. It's a new year, a new beginning, and a new season, and a new way. It's time for new thoughts and new, not traditions, but new ways. Our coping mechanisms have to improve ourselves. We can no longer rely on cigarettes, on alcohol, on pornography. Yes, I'm talking about things that are real. Doubt, fear, worry in people. We've got to rely on the Holy Spirit. Nothing else will last. Nothing else will stand. Nothing else will uphold us. We have to keep our eye on Him. We have to refuse to gain the world and continue to lose our soul. We got to refuse to be disobedient to the Lord anymore. And we got to undergird each other, undergird our pastors, undergird our leadership. Get in and stay in. Make a covenant and keep it. Get in and undergird and be definite, prominent, and nothing more important than coming into, getting into the presence of the Lord in a group of believers and seeing what God will do. I didn't come here today with a plan, per se. And I always know, I don't know if I show up and I don't really know the agenda and the plan, I am not responsible for anything that happens in that place. Because it's always when I feel like there ain't much moving and much going to happen that an explosion goes off and I cannot be responsible. I just leave there going, Lord Jesus, because He is the boss. When you lay your whole life down and you're free and you just trust Him, you don't do things the way man does it. You just let Him have His way. We're going to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. We're going to be walking it and living it. We're going to be seeing it manifest and happen in our lives. We're going to sit back and let God show off and take all the glory and be amazed at what He's going to do. Amen? Amen. Okay, if you are in God's army and you've heard this call, don't stand up if you don't mean it. You're not here to please me. I might never see you again, but I hope I will see you in glory if I don't see you here. This is a day of commissioning. This is a day. Can you raise some, whatever you want to raise, it's real good. If you've got battle something, battle, that'd be really good too. This is a commissioning. I don't know, Pastor. Excuse me. I pray. It's okay. Maybe you come expecting something else, but you're going to get something you didn't come for and leave with something you don't even know you got. Because God is coming to raise an army and to impart what you need. It ain't about me. It ain't about me. It ain't about a plan and a purpose and an object and an idea. It's about what God wants to do in you today. In the name of Jesus. God is raising an army and He is sounding the alarm. And those that have a spiritual ear to hear will hear and a spiritual eye will see. And they will rise up to the occasion and say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. Use me for your glory and your kingdom's purposes. Amen. Amen. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you. Pray in the spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your power, for your Holy Spirit. Father, we cry out for what you have for our lives. Lord, we desire to be used.